Hey, how's everybody doing? This is my Lakers Outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over game one of the season. Lakers drop one to the Golden State Warriors. Now, before I get into that, I never gave my thoughts on the Lakers signing Avery Bradley. So the Lakers officially signed Avery Bradley, so Avery Bradley is back with us, which I'm super excited about. He does generally have a lot of injury problems, but when healthy, I think it's a good fit for us. He can play defense. He's actually become a pretty decent shooter, kind of inconsistent, but pretty decent shooter. So I love the fire that he brings. And let's not forget, when he was with us a couple of seasons ago, he was one of our best defenders, if not the best defender on our team. And he really competed on the defensive end. So I like the pickup. The only thing that I will say, well, two things I will say. One, when the bubble came out a couple of seasons ago and Avery Bradley decided not to play, I actually was not happy that he wasn't playing. Of course, he's got to make the right decision for him and his family. So not on a, you know, personal level or me not agreeing with his decision, nothing like that. I just really wanted him to play because he was playing well for us. The other thing I will say is I just thought it was kind of weird as far as us signing him. Not weird, it's just we have a lot of guards. So I would prefer like a swing or a big. But like I said, besides that, I think it's a phenomenal pickup. So the thing about the way we played in the first game of the season, we lose to the Warriors. We kept on showing good spurts of being a good team. Russ played horribly, of course. But besides that, AD played phenomenal. LeBron played phenomenal. And we kept on dominating. What I felt like, not necessarily dominating, but we had some good spurts. And we was leading for most of the game. Now, one thing I will say is I'm very, very, very disappointed by AD's free throw shooting. I thought that it was horrendous. So he definitely needs to get better with that. And he's not a bad free throw shooter. So that was not a good free throw shooting game for him. But like I said, we was up for most of the game. LeBron started 6 for 6, I believe. We had some people hitting shots. But the thing is, we let them stick around. We held Steph Curry in check. We really did. But we let them stick around, nonetheless. And you can't do that. You can't do that to an NBA team. You know, guys are super talented. Of course, they're going to make a run. So we let them hang around, and we should have just ended them. Now, I'm happy about our defense. I'm happy that we look good. Fourth quarter comes and we just fall flat. That's really where we lost the game. End of the third and fourth. We just fell flat. Stopped playing. So, not very happy with the fourth quarter. There was some things that I liked. Some things that I didn't like. But, in the fourth quarter, one thing I am happy about is we put an Avery Bradley in. So, I was like, okay, what's going to happen when we put Avery Bradley in? I know he got cut by the Warriors. He's signed with us not too long ago. We probably didn't play him a lot just because chemistry. He wasn't with us at the beginning of training camp. He just signed with us. So, of course, you know, there's a lot of stuff that he's going to have to be integrated in. But he came, played some good defense, and hit a couple clutch threes for us. So he did his thing. I can't complain about the way he played, but here's the thing. When you let a team stick around, Avery Bradley would hit a nice three, and then they would hit a three back. And then Avery Bradley hit another three, and they would hit a three back. We let them get hot, and we can't do that. So definitely not going to panic. I'm not going to panic about us losing one game. We always lose the first game, the season opener, always. I'm not going to panic about Russell Westbrook, even though he did shoot horribly. I still love Carmelo. But no reason to panic. We're going to figure this out. Anyways, thank you for listening, everybody. Please, please, please share my podcast. Let me know what you think. Feel free to drop a comment. Until then, have a great one.